Many blessings, so much love. So in this session, we're going to go deeper into how your environment, the things in your life, the physical objects in your house and in the world around you, have an effect on your vibration and also your capacity to do certain things and create and manifest what you want. This is part two. And in part one, we talked about the energy of everything. The whole universe is a big vibrational field. It's the field of vibrations or frequencies. It's energy. And every object has a certain frequency. The different colors that we see are different frequencies. Different sounds are different frequencies. So there's all this vibrational energy happening all around us. And then there are these physical objects which have an energy about them. And then there is our association with those objects. So you might have this massive crystal, this $100,000 amazing crystal that is a wonderful object. But if you associate that crystal with something negative, then your energy will be downgraded. You'll feel pulled down in the presence of that crystal. If you've had a bad experience or someone gave it to you and you don't have a good relationship with them. So there's the actual objects themselves, and then there's our association and what we project onto them. And these two things combined create our relationship with everything in our life. And if we want to feel good and manifest things, we need to raise our vibration. And when we have opportunity to change our environment, when we can control the things that we have, the things that we wear, the objects in our life, then it's very wise for us to be extremely conscious about this and align our physical environment with the things that raise us up. So to get into this session, let's start with holding the vision. Just think of something that you'd like to manifest in your life. Perhaps there is a situation. Just imagine something, and imagine you go into that experience as if your wish has already been fulfilled. Go into the feeling and let go, and just allow yourself to move into that dimension where you have attained everything. And notice how you feel. Notice the good feelings. And you can smile. And the more you come into that good feeling, the more you are energetically aligned and the more you can attract that towards you. So how does manifestation and holding the vibration connect with our things? So right now I'm sitting here in my recording studio / office. And recently I did a big space clearing to remove things that were not of the highest quality, that don't represent where I want to go, or are things that have negative associations. And I feel so much better. Like I know what I'm doing in this space. In a house, if you study feng shui, ideally, every room has a purpose. And the room is designed and aligned for that purpose. What often happens is people have multi-purpose rooms, or they have rooms that are meant for one thing and they do something else in there. So for example, my resting room, my bedroom, it's only for sleep and meditation. That's the only thing I'm going to do in there, because it's so peaceful. I had such wonderful sleep last night. I upgraded the room, got rid of everything else that wasn't connected to those two things. I had such deep sleep, because all the things that were not aligned with that energy were removed. So let's just tune into the vibration of the things in your space. If you're in your house now, you can wander around, have a look. If you're not in your house, just imagine. So there's the vibration of the actual objects. There's our association, how we relate to those things, which either makes us feel good or feel bad. And then there is the organization of those things. So for example, you might have a bunch of high-level books that you like, but if they're scattered all over the floor, it will cause you stress, even though they're really good books. Whereas if they're nice and organized, or if you have a book that you love and it's right next to where you want to read it, then you'll see the book, you'll feel good about it, you'll sit down, you'll use it. So the environment is now supportive of your learning and growth. Now, this all sounds obvious, but most of what we do is unconscious, so we don't realize how these things are affecting us. So if you want to feel better and you want to manifest, then the key thing is to make sure that all of the objects in your house are related and relevant to what you are creating. In other words, they're supporting who you want to become and the life you want to have. If we have things in our house that are conflicting of who we want to become, then there is going to be a tug of war going on between who you want to be and who you are and who you were. And objects, when you just see an object or pick up an object, or if you have certain fragrances or smell things, all of that stuff connects in through your senses, has an association, has a feeling attached to it, and then that often has a behavior connected to it. Right? So if you are trying to eat better, right, and your fridge is full of all the tasty stuff that's bad for you that you want to stop eating, right, you might open it up and you see it and you touch it, you grab it, you smell it, you go, oh, I better eat this thing, and then you eat it, and then it connects you back to the old behavior. So we want to think, all right, what do I want in my life? And what are the things in my actual space that are going to support me becoming that or moving in that direction? And in the last session, we talked about clothes, because clothes are pretty easy to deal with. You get all your clothes together from wherever they are, all over the house. And then you tune into which clothes make you feel good and raise your vibration, the top 20%. Which ones either have negative associations or they don't fit anymore or you don't like them. Get rid of them. Give them to a charity. Someone else will be very happy. And then you have all the other stuff which you can wear now and again. And you can even put it in a box so it's not in your face, but it's available if you need it. So the point of that is to make the things that are the best for you to wear really clearly obvious, and put everything else, either get rid of it or put it away, put it to the side. Same thing with books. Let's say there are some books that you really want to read. If those books are sort of stuffed away somewhere, then you're not going to read them, right? It sounds obvious, but many times there are things we want to do and they're so hidden away at the back of a cupboard or behind something, or there's thousands of other things and you can't see it. If you only had one book and it's the book you wanted to read and you didn't have any other books at all, then you very likely would read the book. But if you've got thousands of books and they're all over the place, then chances of you reading that one book are very, very unlikely. So we want to bring consciousness to how things make us feel, and we want to bring the things that are most valuable to us really close, make them really, really obvious. Because anything that is right in front of us, we're much more likely to use it or connect with it in some way. Things that are stuffed away are less likely. I mean, this is very, very straightforward and sensible. But unless we actually take the time to do it, we are most likely going to live in an unconscious situation. So how do you do it practically? The easiest way to do this is to do it by category, to think about all the different areas of your life, the different types of things. So we have clothes, which we talked about in the other audio, books, papers, electronics, furniture, pictures and paintings, artwork, and sentimental things. And then, you know, there's all this cleaning supplies and kitchen stuff. We're not going to get into that. And we want to think about the most significant things first, because you could spend forever doing this and it's worth spending the time. I spent a month doing this once and it completely changed my life. But if you haven't got time, then we want to get to the most powerful things first. So one of the big ones, and I'll share a story about this, is artwork, the pictures that you have. One of my clients was the son of a famous painter, and his dad gave him this really famous massive painting that they put in their dining room. So it's huge. I think it was like 15 or 18 feet wide, a massive picture painting, and it was very expensive, and it was like a, you know, a status symbol, and it was all, that's why they had it there, you know. And it was from his dad. So they'd had it there, and I went through this process with him, and he was wandering around the house, and he was like, I really don't like that picture at all. He hates the picture, and they actually avoid going in the dining room, and they don't like eating in there, and they always seem to have arguments because they've got this massive 18-foot picture that they don't like. So he swapped it out for a picture that he actually really loved, and immediately felt so much better. His vibration raised up significantly. And whenever he went in that room, he felt good. And the arguments and all the drama around things stopped happening because they weren't unconsciously picking up that negative energy from this painting. So you might have images that have a negative association, or maybe they just used to have a good association but now they don't anymore and you need to swap them out. So tune into the artwork in your house. Some people don't have any, but most of us have various paintings and pictures and pieces. And just because you bought it before, just because it's expensive, just because someone gave it to you, just because the only thing that matters is, does it raise your vibration now, today? If it doesn't, just try taking it off the wall and putting it somewhere else. Put it in the garage, you know, put it in the basement, put it, give it to someone else to borrow if you need to. A friend of mine is an interior designer, and she's very, very particular about these things. And she actually prefers white walls. Her houses that she works on are pretty much completely spare, but they feel really good. Everything's white, 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 and there's almost nothing anywhere. But you go into these places and you're like, huh, God, what a relief, because it's not cluttered, right? So sometimes just getting rid of the artwork and having the walls free is a relief, right? Because how many things can you look at the same time? So there's the vibration of the things, there's our association with the things, and then there's the positioning or the organization of the things. And if you've got lots and lots of wonderful artwork, but you've got too much of it, then even if it is all wonderful, it's going to stress you out. So that's a massive upgrade. Even moving them around from one room to the next can make a big change. Another big one is books. If you're a reader like I am, I have so many books. So you want to think, okay, what are the highest quality 20% books that you actually really like or have a good association with? Put them right in the front, even have the covers showing, so you face the covers facing you. Because sometimes the message of a book, just seeing the message, raises your vibration. And then what are the lowest quality 20% books that you're never going to read again, that you don't really like, you don't enjoy them? Get rid of them. Give them to somebody else who would appreciate them. And then the other books, just put them on a shelf in a way that looks good and don't worry about it. But you want to make sure the things that you want to read are right here. Like, for example, I have my most important book I'm reading is right here. I'm holding it now in my hand. If this book was in the shelf or one of my bookshelves, I have three different bookshelves, then I wouldn't read it because I'd forget about it. But it's right here next to my chair. So books, artwork, and think about your bedding. Just as I was recording this, a mattress was delivered, a new mattress, because I thought it's time for a new mattress, you know, something fresh and different. New sheets, new covers, new duvet, new pillows, right? I mean, you can spend absurd amounts of money on all these things, but you don't have to, right? It's up to you. But getting fresh stuff changes the energy. You'll sleep better. Many, many people find if they upgrade their sleeping gear, they get much, much better rest, which then raises their vibration. So what you can do is take one category at a time, whether it's artwork, books, bedding stuff, electronics. I mean, all of us have too many wires, don't we? How many iPhone cables can you have? And all these cables, and a lot of them are broken or they don't fit anymore. That's not as high level as some of these other things, but just having that clutter out of the house can be a huge relief. Just to go through it, what do you actually use? What is old? Give it away. Chuck it out. So it's worth going through your house in these different categories. Does it represent who you're becoming? Is it high vibration? Does it have positive associations? So you go through the actual objects and make sure everything's good. And then once you've done that, this takes time, by the way, and it's quite a lot of work. And often what happens is we get really wiped out doing this work temporarily because we're dealing with our unconscious. There was a reason you bought everything and have everything. And oftentimes we buy things semi-conscious. We're not really in the right space. We buy things we don't really need, or we buy them from a particular point of view, and then we change, and then those things don't make any sense. So when you actually look at all your stuff, you're dealing with your unconscious mind, which can be a little bit challenging. So I'm just warning you, if you've never done this before, it can be quite an intense process, but it's huge liberation on the other side. Huge liberation. So the end result is that you have only things in your space that represent who you want to become, that feel good to you, that have positive associations. Everything else is either moved out of your house completely, the lowest 20%, aim to get rid of at least 20% out of the house. Make the top 20% stuff readily available, so it's right there at your fingertips, and put the other stuff further away because you're probably going to need it once in a while. And make sure that you organize your space in such a way that it's nice and tidy, because a tidy house creates peace of mind. Really makes a big difference. If the house is cluttered and messy all over the place, it causes stress. There's some amount of creative mess needed for creative people. So I don't mind having a stack of papers, a pile of things I'm working on, because what am I going to do? There's always going to be something, because I'm a creative person. But they're all in a pile. So it's a messy pile, but at least it's all together. It's not like they're all over the place. That's stressful. So try moving things around. Try reorganizing it. Try putting it in a different way. Like with books, for example, if you color code your books, I know it's not based on theme, it's based on color. But if you have all the orange books together and blend them like a rainbow from orange to yellow to green to blue, right? Then when you look at your bookshelf, it looks like a wonderful color scheme, right? So that's just a nice way of organizing it. It's not very left brain, it's not based on category, but it looks good. So I have all my business books here in my office and related to my work. And then I have my spiritual books, only spiritual books, in my room, my bedroom. And in the lounge is a different room, and I've got these different places for different things. So make sure that everything is high vibe, get rid of the stuff that isn't. Organize the rooms so that there's a clear purpose for each room. Whatever you want to do in that room, then design the room for that purpose and move other things out. So I know this is, you know, a couple days work at least here, but it will raise your vibration so much. It's just incredible. I've had the experience multiple times where after doing a space clearing, like I'm sharing with you here, I've had all these new opportunities open up, or just all of a sudden, randomly. People say, oh, would you like to do this? Would you like to do that? You know, or get a bunch of new money, or I meet new people and I hire people. I mean, all sorts of strange things have happened. It seems like, why would that make any difference? But energetically, when we release that low quality 20%, we're letting go of part of our old identity. And as that old identity gets cleaned out, and as your new identity is recharged and energized, then of course you're going to attract situations that are aligned with who you're becoming. So try it out. You know, when I work with clients, I go into a lot more detail than this, but this is enough for you to get started. And do it with a big smile. You can play some wonderful, inspiring music. A music is another category, by the way. Make sure that you listen to music that is high vibration, because if you're listening to music that's talking about death and pain and heartbreak and depression, then what's going to happen? So make sure the music you listen to is high level, good vibrations, good lyrics. Classical music is high vibe. You know, you can just tune into it. Does it raise you up? And everyone has their own personal subjective experience of different types of music. But just tune in. What is the vibration of the music? What's the intention of the music? How does it make you feel? Is it pulling you up? Listen to that sort of music and remove other music that doesn't do that for you. So I'm excited for you. This is a very potent practice. This is practical law of attraction manifestation. This is very hands-on, literally hands-on. Try it out and notice how you feel once it's done and how your life changes. And I have an expression for doing this. The bigger the pile, the bigger the smile, right? The pile of stuff. So you're going to have a big pile of stuff to get rid of clothes and books and furniture and pictures, electronics, right? The bigger the pile of stuff you give away to the thrift store or to people, the bigger the smile. The bigger the pile, the bigger the smile, you know, because get rid of it, get rid of it, get rid of it. And then you open up space for newness. I'm excited for you. Enjoy. And if you find these sessions useful, please leave a review and subscribe so I can help you more with your beautiful manifestation. Wishing you every success. Enjoy. And let's just finish with a little moment to imagine your space is nice and organized. You only have the highest level things. Everything that you have is related to who you want to become. And just imagine yourself feeling really good in your space. Feeling relaxed, feeling inspired. Feeling high vibrations, feeling creative and able to do whatever you want to do. And living a life where you are aligned with your visions, completely aligned. So, wonderful big smile. Enjoy. Talk to you soon.